Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hey, come on in.
Stay a while. To our friends across the world, welcome for the 631st time. Wow. Studio 17A at this place called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Oh, no!
It's a spot where the... Music's always fine. The chatter's sublime. Oh, we've all gathered here. Bill's bouncing bonanza for our annual trampoline tug of war.
Yes.
Kevy's on the high bounce.
Hey.
Tori's on the flip and dip.
That's me.
Shorty's doing a little drop and flop.
You bet I am.
And Buddy's rotation gyration. Joe's got the banjo backflip working. And William is practicing his bounce and rebounce. So, on this international...
Feeling Alive Day. Your life has new drive when you're feeling alive.
And he recently won the More Bounce to the Ounce Award. He is...
Bill, I can leap tall buildings in a single bound.
There he is.
Gaither.
Now, say something, Bill.
And a lot of flying friends with me today. Neelands, the Booth Brothers, David Phelps.
Oh, Vogelband's here. Signature Sound, Buddy Green, Three Bridges. William, it's going to be a lift me higher kind of day.
Always good to kick it off with a real fast song. Bill, let's go to the whole homecoming gang.
I've got a feeling that Walt Mills and the entire homecoming gang, the homecoming gang.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. That's what we need to get.
Bill, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Yes, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Oh, Lord, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right.
Well, God sent Moses to lead all his people out. But Pharaoh's heart was hard and he thought he'd give them the rout. So he chased them all down to the Red Sea shore. He thought he wouldn't have to worry about Moses anymore. Moses stretched his rod out over the sea, and the Lord answered Moses with a little gentle breeze. I can see Moses now with a smile on his face, telling all the people with his gentle grace.
I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right.
Went out to fight the giant, and everyone laughed at such a funny little sight. Little shepherd boy armed only with a sling, beside mighty Goliath seemed such a puny little thing. David said, you come to me with spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. He put in a stone and he gave it a fling. When it left his hand, David, he began to sing.
I've got a feeling all right. Yes, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Lord, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right.
And now for the greatest story of them all. Jesus was a dying and hell had a ball. All the demons were rejoicing. They thought they had won the war. But soon they would not be laughing anymore. On that first Easter morning when the sun woke up the earth, the caverns of the deep opened up as to give birth to a resurrected Savior with healing in his wings. Now the host of children rise and sing.
Yes, I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right.
Be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right.
public service announcement today is this. This is Marine Corps birthday.
Yeah.
40 years old. Ordered by an act of the Second Continental Congress.
Wow.
Their motto is means always faithful. Our thanks to every Marine and Marine family. Thanks for keeping us safe and free.
We salute you.
Semper Fi. Salute. Vocal Band, Signature Sound, Goodbye World, Goodbye.
I've told all my troubles goodbye. Goodbye to each tear and each sigh. This world where I roam cannot be my home. I'm bound for that land in the sky. I walk and I talk with my Lord. I feast every day on His Word. Across to that shore, and I'll never pine, for I'll leave behind my heartaches and tears evermore. A day, maybe two, then goodbye. Tomorrow I'll rise up and fly. Heaven is near and I can stay here. Goodbye, world, goodbye. Now don't you weep for me when I'm gone, 'cause I won't.
Okay, then.
Oh, yes, this is the moment. The all-night attendees at the American Association of Ambiguous Actuaries.
Oh.
Actuaries.
Wow.
Assembled at Alan Allison's Aquarium in Allentown. They gave us It's a Blight Award, saying our words are a fright because they're mostly not right.
What?
So here is the word of the day.
Okay.
Chiroccracy.
It's a chiroccracy. You win the pronunciation award, Phil.
Chiroccracy.
Is that what you're referring to?
That's what I said.
It's a very outdated form of government.
That, in fact,
was only embraced by a few primitive cultures. Unlike an aristocracy or a monarchy or a democracy, a chiroccracy involves a decision to ignore all reasonable thinking and elect others who will do absolutely the same. There you go.
Wow. We've kind of adopted a form of that now.
You've circled the airport on that one. It actually means government by force, as in North Korea is an example of a chiroccracy.
I didn't. I like mine better.
I kind of do.
I think it's actually close.
It's actually kind of like the Bill Gaither bus.
It's a chiroccracy over there.
Hey, I'm going to shift gears on you real quick. Looking into the booth here, we couldn't do what we do without two amazing engineers in there. It's Jeff Abbey and Bob Vermillion. Salute those guys that make homecoming radio possible.
You know, the sad thing about being a sound guy, the only time you get mentioned is when it's wrong. So it's good that it's
not
actually
around here.
It's
all
right around here.
Here are the Neelands.
Music in the
Differences in me. Okay, you people, mm-hmm. You think I know nothing about computers.
No, we know you know nothing about computers.
So you tell me, what are two of the four most Googled words in the country?
Gaither Homecoming.
Whoa.
Hangnail.
No, Gmail. No.
Oh, Gmail.
Gmail.
Excuse me.
One of them.
Craigslist. I'd Google that a lot. Yeah.
Yahoo.
Yeah,
he's one of them.
I'm excited too, buddy. Here are the Booth Brothers.
Well, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? We're the saints of old, standing with a greeting to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift glad hands together and go shouting on through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again and again and again and again. What a celebration, forgetting where we've been. Now we're on the top of Zion, triumphing over sin. First the angels will start singing, then joy bells will be ringing. Then we'll tour all over heaven, when the saints go marching in. Well, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? Where the saints of old, standing with a greeting to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift glad hands together and go shouting on through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again. Well, I've been laughed at here for shouting since many long years ago. But I got more than just religion when Jesus saved my soul. I got way down deep salvation like no mortal tongue can tell. And I stand an invitation to a hallelujah smell. Well, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? Where the saints of old, standing with a greeting to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift glad hands together, we'll go shouting on through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again.
Homecoming Radio.
Oh, from the bizarre world of jurisprudence. Here we come again with some loony laws. Did you know, Bill, that you cannot own or possess a hippo in L.A.?
I didn't know that.
Own or possess.
No. By law, you can't punch a bull in the nose in Washington, D.C.
I knew that.
You did. Yeah. In Arkansas, you cannot blindfold cows on a public highway.
Well, they need to see. Get out of the way.
They're all unnecessary. I don't know what they are, but they're the law.
Ah, well.
Mark Lowry.
I'd rather be in a deep, dark grave and know that my poor soul was saved than to live in this world in a house of gold and deny my God and lose my soul. Some people steal, they cheat and lie for wealth and what it will buy. But don't they know on the judgment day that gold and silver is gonna melt?
Receive some wonderful notes from our friends each week. Notes like these.
I'm 62 going on 16. Praise the Lord for your music. It keeps me moving, grooving, and getting it done.
Wow.
Keep singing,
God.
Brothers and sisters, and that's old Jerry.
Debbie said, I listen to you on the satellite and love the program. I love your show because you play the best of the best. So don't stop what you're doing. Bless you.
Hi, everyone. I love listening to Homecoming Radio every day as I drive around the roads of Nairobi, Kenya. It is wonderfully encouraging and inspiring. You do fabulous work, and I beg you to keep it up. Mukami.
Today, you commented on the song, "O Love That Will Not Let Me Go." You sang it a cappella. One of God's finest creations was the human voice. I agree with you. There's nothing better than fine voices singing well together. You guys give new meaning to the word excellence, and I love you for it. Thanks for doing it well. That's from Sandra.
Sandra, that's kind of you. It's always good to hear from you. HomecomingRadio.com. I think one of the hardest things for people who find Christ is to realize that, you know, they are saved and they are in good hands, and salvation has been completed and it's theirs for the claiming. I think it's really sad to see so many Christians uptight. And I think one of the reasons Gloria and I wanted to write this tune, I think one of the best lyrics she's ever written was, "Yet in my heart the battle was raging. Not all prisoners of war had come home. You see, these were battlefields of my own making. I didn't know that the war had been won. Then I heard that the King of the Ages had fought all the battles for me, and that victory was mine for the claiming. And now, praise his name, I am free." And when we finally realize that the work on the cross is done, and it's done in my life, then we can get on with it.
There's a line that is drawn through the ages. On that line stands an old rugged cross. On that cross, a battle is raging. For the gain of man's soul or his loss. On one side march the forces of evil. All the demons and all the devils of hell. But on the other, the angels of glory, and they beat on Golgotha's hill. The earth shakes with the force of the conflict, and the sun refuses to shine. For there hangs God's Son in the balance, and then in my heart the battle was raging. Not all prisoners of war had come home. These were battlefields of my own making.
had a great time this week, and I hope that you've enjoyed it, and loved hearing from you. We'll be back again next week, same time.
If you surf in cyberspace during the week, fly by homecomingradio.com, where you can
download the new Homecoming Radio smartphone app. It's free, and you can also get the dates, times, and places for our live concerts.
You can also visit our Facebook page. We have a lot of fun over there, and you can leave us a note at homecomingradio.com.
All the homecoming stations in Nebraska, we would like to salute you, especially KIOD, KJTF, KTLX, and KHUB. We say a big
salute!
Bill, Gloria just called. Evidently, you're involved with the Jogging for Life. Good luck to you. We'll be watching.
Any other options?
No. No. But there's supper like a king afterwards.
Next week, we'll see you again.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. Homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way. And until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.